It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
This show is just
featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shafty.
Take
him out. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I was talking to somebody called me when word got out that we were talking to Farhan, who is a, I'll leave his name out of it, but he's a on the field person, in uniform person, who said, let me just tell you, who's had a direct experience with Farhan, and said, let me just tell you something about Farhan. First of all, he's a great leader of people. He loves scouting. He loves listening. He loves players. Has the highest integrity possible, and he's super competitive. So you put all that together, it's a pretty good combination. And we're thrilled to welcome Farhan. And then one other thing, in our conversations, what was especially compelling given the Giants organization, the way we like to present ourselves, is that he had very much of a values-based approach to management and to the organization and to leadership, and all of that made it a pretty compelling opportunity for us to bring Farhan to this organization. So, welcome, Farhan.
Oh, baby, do things age well around these parts? Good morning, good morning, good morning to all the overnight dancers, all the graveyard shift workers. Boy, we had a day yesterday. We popped bottles, plenty of bottles, because Farhan is now gone. And that was back on November the 9th of 2018. He had accepted an offer to join the Giants to become the president of baseball operations November the 6th in 2018. And, of course, that was Larry Bear, longtime partner with the San Francisco Giants, introducing Farhan, and then we later learned it was Farhan, Farhan Zaidi, and of course, a lot of those things that was said ended up not being true. And the Giants, after missing the playoffs under Farhan Zaidi for the fifth time in six seasons, said, Farhan, you can leave. Here's the door, you're out. And they hire Buster Posey, that's right, your potential Hall of Fame catcher, three-time World Series champ, multiple gold gloves, all-stars, MVP, rookie of the year. He is now your new president of baseball operations. So we're going to get into Posey and all that stuff. But first question, 888-957-9570, because the news broke 2 minutes after we were off the air. And, you know, unfortunately for us, but we're back this morning and we will dive into it. We asked the question, what went wrong with Farhan Zaidi? What went wrong? And that's going to be our starting point. We'll get to Posey. We'll get to everything. But boy, that did not age well. Farhan was none of those things. I got excerpts from the McCovey Chronicles. Some people are going to catch heaters out there on the streets. It's going to be a day here on the road, Shasky.
You know, I hate to say we told you so, but I'm going to start it off with we told you so. No, I'm dead serious on this. We'll get to Posey in a second. Because we've got a long time to chew on Posey.
Yes.
I got a long time to chew on Posey.
I want to chew on Farhan.
I want to start with this. You and I are lifelong Giants fans.
Yep.
I grew up near Candlestick. We all have an attachment to that baseball team for a variety of reasons, whether it be family related, whether it be what they meant to us in a certain period in our time. Maybe you were going through something, and them winning the way that they did after all those years of losing in horrific ways. You know, like losing the one game play-in, losing to the Marlins the year before that with Renteria up the middle multiple times, losing in the World Series the way that they did with Dusty Baker, losing Dusty Baker and Jeff Kent going wire to wire, losing with a guy who's the Gold Glove right field winner, booting a ball down the line. Like, think of all the moments, the obviously 89 World Series we talked a lot about last week. For the older fans, I know there's so many more, but I'm just talking about you and me. We're about in our 40s, right? We probably represent the majority of people listening to this. Heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. And when they finally won one, after building that crown jewel in downtown San Francisco, it felt so part of the fabric of the community of the Bay. Hunter Pence and Tim Lincecum and Buster Posey and Bruce Bochy, who's everybody's uncle, kind of reminded him of somebody. And it's just like there was a character on that team for everyone. My mother-in-law loved those Giants teams, loved the Affelts and the Lopez and all this. And to see what they became, not just at the end of the Sabian run, because it's cyclical. You're never going to win forever.
Right.
But to see them become a faceless turnstile avatar during the Farhan era, and they just became a robotic experiment that wasn't working.
Mm.
And I look at it now, and it's like, we got our team back. We got our soul back. And I think we're going to, it's going to be a long haul. This is
no
not
doubt.
Just some, you know, turnkey, just, you know, make it work type of a situation. But like in all situations when you take over, you know, when Shanahan took over the Niners, boy, it was an expansion team. A year and a half later, you're like, you know, Jimmy Ward's a keeper. Eric Armstead's a keeper.
Mm.
You know, DeForest Buckner's a keeper. We didn't know that at the time when he took over.
But
and
they
then he overhauled
that.
The roster, and it looks a lot different. When Larry Riley gave the reins over to Bob Myers in 2011-2012, basically, like, we knew Curry was solid. We didn't know he would turn into this.
No doubt.
Right?
No
and
doubt.
And so there's going to be some pieces that Buster's going to inherit and whoever takes over. And we're going to say, oh, look, Farhan, do this. But the reality is, it wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough, Shasky.
It just wasn't good enough.
Wasn't even
and
close.
The totality of the run was pretty straightforward. The fans didn't care. You didn't win enough to make us care. And at the end of the day, you never felt like you cared about us, the fans. This is so much about the fans and understanding the consumer as it is anything on the baseball field.
Well, I would agree with that with the fans because you drove fans out. But it's also a baseball philosophy, too. And it does go hand in hand with what's going on the field. And what's going on the field is just not good enough. The philosophy of how you play baseball wasn't good enough. It felt like, you know what, I'm smarter than you. Let me do my thing. And I always talk about the Sacramento shuttle. The Sacramento shuttle. That shuttling guys back and forth from Sacramento up 80. Going back and forth, yo-yoing guys left and right. So to that point where, you know, I remember I came at you and Kate about the names on the back of the jersey. I hate the names on the back of the jersey. But the selling point was, well, people don't really know who these players are. So we need to put names on the back of the jersey to get the fan base to know them. And then you still bring in a lot of no-name players, and we still don't know who these players are. So, you know, he brought back the names of the players because of Farhan, because you're yo-yoing guys back and forth, the whole platooning thing, everything about it. But you talk about the person in the community. And I'll start off by saying this. I ran into somebody yesterday at Warriors Media Day who works with the Giants, and she basically said, you know, Bonte, he would walk down the hallways and wouldn't speak to anybody. He'd always look bad. 3 years ago, we were discussing Farhan's ID, and basically said, and you have some of the same sources, and you know some of the people who work in the organization, basically telling you the same thing. He just wasn't a good people person in the offices. So then when I see him out and about, Bob Myers. I was texting with Bob Myers a couple Fridays ago, just shooting the stuff.
Tell him I said hi?
No, I did not bring you up. I knew that was going to come.
Damn.
But no, I did not bring you up.
Bob, if you're out there, I miss you, bud.
Shasky misses you, Bob. He wants to say hi.
I do.
But that cachet that Bob would speak to everybody.
100%.
I watched John Lynch give a football to Pam Oliver. Obviously, he worked with her at Fox Sports. Mm-hmm. They showed it on the broadcast. But also, John Lynch, when he walks out that tunnel on game day, he shakes everybody's hands in the end zone and says, what's up? He has cachet. You know, Larry Bear, say what you want about him. He's going out shaking hands, kissing babies left and right. He gets the job. Gets the job. You have to be not only good in the front office, but when you're out and about, you got to put on a smiling face and you got to be personable and you got to be likable. Mike Dunleavy, we just saw him at Fight Night at the Olympic Club.
Great guy.
Just chilling.
He let me rip him. I don't know him that well. He let me rip him in a teasing, loving way
it's
about the marketing trade. And then he was like, you know,
he
leaned into it.
He leaned into it. It's, hey, Joe Lacob gave you the day off, Mike, and he's just
laughed.
You know, but Mike's cool. He gets it.
He does.
Farhan never got it. I tell a quick story. 2 years ago, Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, Buster Posey actually got inducted to the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame that day. Anna's like, giddy, right? She's like, oh my God, that's Buster Posey. Come on, let's walk up. Buster, man, congratulations, board member. Personable, his wife, Chris, great, talking, quick little joke here and there, blah, blah, blah. But you could tell Buster Posey, he could work a room.
Mm-hmm.
He has personality. He doesn't show it, but it's the reason why he's doing all these Toyota commercials. It's the reason why he gets all these endorsements. We're in the bathroom line, Chasky, and Farhan is standing. There's a guy behind me, and then there's Farhan. I'm like, wow, that's Farhan Zaidi behind me. I'm thinking about, like, you know,
I'm thinking about, you know, hey, Farhad, how am I going to jump in on Farhad or introduce myself? So a fan walks up and goes, hey, Farhad, man, great win today in Milwaukee. And Farhad just kind of looks at him and goes, hey, 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 yeah, hey, hey. And I'm like, gee, golly whiz, this guy probably took all the courage in the world to come up to you and say, hey, great win. What's... And right then and there, I was like, boy, he's a little odd. So then I watch him at the Positive Coaches Alliance 2 years in a row. Him, and I'm like, boy, this guy's it's kind of an odd. He just doesn't – maybe that's just who he is. But here in this market, you got to be something different. You have to be personable.
Bonte, it costs you nothing to just smile, shake someone's hand, and give them 1 minute of your time. It costs you nothing. It costs you nothing. You know what it gains you? Just that little bit of positivity, because when you're not with that person, they're going to say, I met Bonte Hill, and God, he was the nicest guy in the world. They still might not like your content.
No doubt.
They might not think very good. But it gives you a little bit more wiggle room when you're not in the room when people discuss you. And this brings me to my bigger point. And I've seen a lot of beat writers, and I've listened to a lot of people.
Can we wait?
We're going to get here. Analytics. There is a misnomer about analytics.
Right.
Okay. Joe, you're a big Neanderthal, and data, you don't want data. You reject data. No. I think that all of the people who write about the game, who've never played the game, don't understand. Analytics is a buzzword that you throw around that you don't even comprehend. I heard many beat writers who covered this team. Well, they're going to hire a guy who's going to be analytically driven. Okay. What do you mean by that? What do you mean? Do you mean they're going to hire somebody who is going to force the lefty versus righty matchup every single time?
Yeah.
Do you mean they're going to be looking for someone who sprays the ball away on 80% of their swings? What data point are you pointing to?
Well, Larry Bear mentioned this when they did hire Farhan and relieved Bobby Evans. People will say new school versus old school, analytics versus scouting. And I think the new next generation general manager is able to do both. It will bring both into the mix.
Well, and that brings me to my point. Real analytics applied in a baseball game has been happening for 150 years. I'm the shortstop, for example. I'm giving you an example. Hey, this guy just hit three to the left side. Everybody take three steps over. Hey, right field, he's coming your way.
Right.
Last seven or eight at-bats in our three-game series, he's hit it that way. And then you take a couple steps that way, you shade in the line. We're pitching him away in this situation. Everyone shade that direction. Hey, we're going to pitch him hard and in. Go toward that line. That's been happening since day one. Do you know what every single catcher does on every single team from Little League all the way on down? Hey, this guy's got a big hole in the middle of his swing. Mm-hmm. If you pitch him up and in, is that analytics?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's called smart baseball. Mm-hmm. That's called thinking man's baseball. And that has been happening forever. So they already hired an analytics guy. His name's Buster Posey. He's been doing analytics every single day since he started playing back in Little League. This guy had a Rolodex of every player in the league and understood situations and how to pitch someone and how to attack someone since day one. So I am rejecting the spreadsheets, and I'm telling you right now, the last two winners of the World Series, Dusty Baker and Bruce Bochy, are those lifelong baseball men or not?
Lifelong baseball guys. Lifelong baseball guys. And you know, Cleveland's in the playoffs. They have Stephen Vogt, lifelong baseball guy.
Exactly.
Aaron Boone, New York Yankees, lifelong baseball guy. Dave Roberts, LA Dodgers, lifelong baseball guy. The list goes on and on and on. And so, you know, we'll get to Posey because I think he's going to be a good hire. I really do. I read Dieter Kurtenbach's article in the San Jose Mercury News, Bay Area News Group, and I think it was absolute trash. It was garbage. To say that, hey, the Giants had no choice. They were desperate. This is Buster. It's the reason why Buster moved back here, which we'll get to a little bit later. Because, you know, there's a lot of disrespect that goes on. And I'm starting to get very uncomfortable with the disrespect that comes our way for having opinions. And it's been happening here in this market for the last couple years. For some reason, people don't think we're credible around these parts. Well, we're more than credible, folks. And we keep hitting home runs around this part. We can laugh at ourselves about Trey Lance all you want to. But when you disrespect, and then when you hide like little children, and all of a sudden it's crickets and quiet on the set. I don't want no apologies through text messages. I don't want to see stuff on the public forum, but we'll get to that. Trust me. We will get to that. But the Posey and the analytic thing, I'll never forget the day. Tuesday, June 21st, we did a morning show. It was the day after they lost to the Braves. in mid-June. And we did that crossover with Mark Willard. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Mark Willard whatsoever. But I came out and just said, you know, I don't think this is sustainable. This brand of baseball. Now, it sounded ridiculous. Yeah, and a lot of people called me ridiculous because at the time, the Giants were 8 games over .500.
Yeah.
And they were rolling. And I just don't think this is sustainable. You can't keep platooning guys and shifting drastically and dramatically. And you got pitchers going 5 innings and you don't let them go around the line. You don't let them face the lineup 3 times. I just don't think it's sustainable. I don't think this brand of baseball is resonating. And this is coming off a 107-win season. And a lot of people disagreed. And that's okay, because that's what sports is all about. We're not always going to agree with things. But I just thought at that point, I go, I don't like where this is going.
Well,
the farm's not getting better, Shasky. You're not getting big-name players.
In 2018, he inherited the 27th, by most accounts, the 27th best farm, okay, in terms of ranking. What do you think they are today, by most people's ranking?
Mm-hmm.
24, 25, 26.
Wow.
24, 20. They're not any better. But to your point about the sustainability, and I think this goes back to the analytics BS, because that was the whole thing. Oh, we're going to be, and I'm going to get to some of the rule changes, which have just like nullified analytics.
Yeah, nullified everything.
But Bonte, like the day they lost me, I'll never forget it. I watched a young, struggling Joey Bart, who I don't even know if he's a real starter in the league. I don't know. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But this is the point that lost me. I watched him get called back up to the bigs. This is 2 years ago. He had 2 great at-bats. He had a home run on one, and he had a warning track shot in Arizona on the second one. His third at-bat comes up, and what do you think they did?
Pinch hit.
They pinch hit for him. They pinch hit for him. And I watched him get into that dugout, and he's talking to Evan Longoria, and I go, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Yep. And you know why? They went to the lefty, and at that moment was Lamont Wade Jr. to pinch hit for him. Right. And I said to myself, does form not matter?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to go analytics, and Joe, it's in the spreadsheet. Well, what about I feel really good about myself in the batter's box right now, and I'm seeing the ball well, and I just had 2 big hits, and my confidence is sky high, and then you pinch hit for me, and how do I feel? As low as you can feel.
Oh, no doubt. They sapped his confidence. They sapped his confidence, which is why he went to Pittsburgh, and all of a sudden, it's like, wow, there may be a Major League Baseball player there.
So you ask me why Farhan isn't here, and we could just, the big thing is like, and the results aren't good enough. You know what it really boils down to?
What went wrong?
The young players never developed.
No.
It's not just about identifying the right players. That everyone's going to have hits and misses. It's about the infrastructure and the situation you put young players in to survive. And the situation they had the last 3 years, no young player was going to have sustainable success, because every time they started doing well, they'd look over their shoulder and go, is this the at-bat I get yanked?
There's a lot of that going on. But I think overall, I just look at the totality of everything. One, the farm is still, well, all the rankings say the farm is even worse than when he took over. Now, I don't know. I don't get into farm rankings.
It's not great.
But the farm system doesn't seem to be churning out talent. Now, hopefully Bryce Eldridge or something, and he'll get props for that. But we better hope he pans out here, and everybody says that he's the real deal. You didn't sign big-time free agents. You were unable to close a lot of deals here. Not only that, you look at the way the crowds turned out. They started dissipating. They got the attendance just slowly but surely started eroding. And then when I think about the big rivals, right, the Dodgers. I've never seen Dodger fans take over Oracle Park over the last 6 years. The first...
It's sad.
From when the park opened...
It's so sad.
...to about 2018... I've never seen that many Dodger fans in Oracle Park.
But it's true.
They felt at home over the last 5 years and laughed at us. And so for all the people who told us in, you know, McCovey Chronicles, here's just something that, and a lot of people were duped here. Because we opened by playing an introductory presser with Larry Bear introducing Farhan Zaidi. McCovey Chronicles the next day. I'm telling you, there's nothing to fear about Farhan Zaidi. The Giants might have just hired the smartest guy in the room, but they've also hired a curious mind who incorporates all information available to him when making his evaluations. He's not a machine, and he's not an instinct-driven grip master. He's a baseball fan.
Oops.
And didn't look like a baseball fan to me. He didn't look like he was the smartest guy in the room to me. Maybe he thought he was, but he turned out to not be so smart in terms of baseball and running a team. And hopefully he does better in his next job, his next endeavor.
I wish him well, but just, you got to go.
But it was time.
Yeah, you got to go.
We'll talk more about that 888-957-9570 is the number. What went wrong with Farhan Zaidi? How did we get to this point? We want to take your calls, Giants fans. That's all coming up here, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Just got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask another if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
What up? This is Big Crump from South City. You are now listening to the morning book world with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
That's Farhan cracking some jokes before the season with Scott Boras, but nobody's laughing now, and I don't think nobody laughed then. Maybe we're laughing at him now because of how this tenure went. It did not go well. And Farhan's gone, and Buster Posey now is now your new president of baseball operations.
You're a high-level loser, bro.
Because, you know, last year in August, we had a slow day. And it was a day, we had two questions. I threw two questions out there for everybody. One, did Posey move back to the Bay Area to become the manager of the Giants? Because I don't believe that. Oh, I'm just going to move back to the Bay Area because my wife loves it here and we got a lot of friends there. We're just going to live there. No, come on, man. There's something bigger here. Read between the lines. And then two was the day we asked the question, should Trey Lance go to the CFL because he needs to play? It was a legendary day. It was a slow day. But there's articles written about the show. There's a lot of heat we took. We're called attention seekers and, you know, hot take artists. And these guys are desperate for ratings and blah, 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 blah. And boy, let me tell you, the apologies came through the text messages yesterday. Bonte, you and Shasky are onto something. Yeah, we know. We know. We know. And we will take our victory lap. But not this minute. Not this second here. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. We got Baldy coming up to 7:30. Rich Arroyo at 8:30. 888-957-9570. Giants fans, where are you at this
morning?
Today's
your day.
What went wrong? What went wrong with Farhan? Or is there anybody who thinks the Giants made a mistake? I'm very eager to hear from people who think that Farhan should have maybe got another season.
Well, let's talk about Farhan. So when he got brought in, okay, the game has changed dramatically since 2018. And I'll go over some of those things. We were going to platoon. Go to the matchup, okay? Every time. Good, right, or wrong. Hey, Slater, you started the game. Hey, but if a righty comes in, we're going straight to gas. Do people like platoons?
I don't. I can't speak for everybody, but I don't.
Okay.
I want everyday players.
I don't think the players like it either.
I like to drive to the ballpark knowing who's batting 1 through 9 every single day.
Positional versatility was something he kept talking about. Now, I think that's a great thing to say. I think it's a lot harder when you have a bunch of guys who are deficient at multiple positions, mm-hmm. playing multiple positions. Like, I don't know if you've noticed this, Bonte. They have a huge hole at shortstop.
Huh.
One of the most important positions in the game.
That's the only hole they have?
No, but I see
like four holes.
I'm just using that as an example. All right, the opener. Okay, do people like not knowing who the starting pitcher is?
I think we all like to see the starting pitcher. And last year, not this past season, but the year before, 2023, I think they had two starting pitchers by the end of the season: Alex Cobb and Logan Webb.
It's been a theme every year that they use the opener as much, if not more, than anyone else in the game. Okay, have the fans rejected the opener?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The opener. Oh my God.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. I hope I never hear that ever again.
How about this one? Closer by committee.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that means you have no closer.
Exactly.
It's like saying, hey, I have two quarterbacks. No, you have none.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we'll get to Will Smith in a second. He didn't love that either. How about one-year deals where you have all the control as the player and you have all the opt-outs in your court?
Oh, we see it all. We see it all.
Did that work out at all for them?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It didn't.
Did the fans like the one-year deals?
I don't think the fans do.
It was really hard to embrace.
I mean, it depends on the player, too, though. No, like, but I don't mind it with Carlos Rodon because I wasn't a fan of giving them a long-term deal. He's been okay with the Yankees.
Yeah, but
you know, I wasn't a fan of that.
But gets me to my next point after we get to this. How about the GM making the lineup? Do fans like when the GM, not their coach, not their manager in the dugout, the GM They don't mix the lineup.
They don't, but in today's game, the GM does have a lot of influence with the lineup. They do. It's just the way it is. But you got to have some cachet as a GM. Now, I think for the most part, all these managers that we see in the playoffs right now have a lot more sway in what they're going to do. And I think Bob Melvin moving forward, Bob Melvin's got to prove. He's got to prove that he could manage his ball club and take him to the next level. Because the San Diego tenure did not end well with San Diego's in the playoffs right now. And they haven't looked back after losing Bo Mel. The A's, I know A's fans, they have mixed feelings on Bob Melvin. But at least he gets sway over how his lineup card looks.
See, I get your point, and I know that a lot of teams do this.
Trust me, I'm not a fan of it.
No,
I'm not saying I am.
I think we hate it. And I think also it makes the manager's job almost impossible. What if, like, for example, Tyler Rogers is pitched one day, and for whatever reason, his arm's just a little strained or whatever, and he's just not feeling good. And your pitching coach is in the bullpen like, ball's just not coming out of his hand really well. But the GM's like, no, we go to Tyler Rogers in this situation every single time, you know, case be damned. Like, no, I'm sorry, I'm overriding that.
You know what bugged me through, and I'm going to read this text from the Comcast Business Text Line 650. And this bugged me from day number one. You could ask Big Dog City this. I was a closet Tampa Bay Rays fan, like from afar. Yeah. I was like, I like the way they play baseball. I love the Carl Crawford, B.J. Upton, Eva LaGuardia, David Price, you name it.
Yeah.
Garza. But Andrew Friedman, who came over from Tampa Bay, started running Dodgers. Two words about Farhan, 650 says. Andrew Friedman. Farhan got way more credit for Dodgers' success when it was Friedman pulling the strings. And that was something I'd asked. And every Giants fan, I'm smarter than you, Bonte Hill, told me that Farhan was the architect. He was really the brains behind the operation with the L.A. Dodgers. And I said to myself, wait a minute. Andrew Friedman's been doing this a long time. Are we sure about that? Are we just trying to prop up our own guy and gaslight him to make it seem like we got it? Now, Pavs, to his point, and I love Pavs. Pavs is a partner of mine at NBC Sports Bay Area, and I think he does excellent work. But he had this to say shortly after Farhan was signed with the Giants, or named president of baseball operations. For the Giants, this is a coup, Pavs said. Zaidi was high on her wish list from the beginning of his search to replace Bobby Evans, but it was always unclear if they could lure him away from the Dodgers, who are light years ahead of the Giants at the moment when it comes to roster construction and farm systems. The move weakens the Dodgers' front office while giving the Giants a highly thought-of executive to take the organization in a new direction. Well, we went in a new direction, all right. We went south while the Dodgers went north. The Dodgers are as strong as ever. So I don't think pulling Farhan away did anything to the Dodgers. All they've done is win division title after division title after division title after division title, including a World Series, and Shine Shohei Ohtani, and Yakamoto, and trade for Mookie Betts, and the list goes on and on and on. So, you know what? It didn't work out.
No.
It didn't work out. What Farhan did was weaken the Giants.
I know.
But that's what happened.
But also, think about it. Like, all those concepts that I said to you that we've rejected, that he was going to bring to the table, okay? Platooning, the opener, closer by committee, the one-year deals. Oh, I'm going to make all the lineups. Okay, we rejected that as a consumer. How about this? How about these rule changes? Well, you can't shift anymore. You told me you were going to shift. And the Giants did shift more than anyone in baseball.
Yep.
Well, they banned that. So you actually have to play defense now.
Yep.
The pitch clock. Do you have any feel for what it's like to have to throw with the pitch clock? No. Okay. How about three times over, you can only pick off two times. On the third time, you better pick that guy off or he automatically gets the next base. That's a rule change that has dramatically changed things. And the Giants are the worst at holding runners on and the worst at stealing bases. Yep. Oh, speaking of the bases, they're actually larger. And so you need to be more athletic and you need to run. That's old school baseball. How about the three batter minimum? That's a rule change that came in since 2018. And then the last one is the wild card spot. Again, all of the things you told me you were going to be smart at and all of the things you said you were going to be cutting edge, actually you're dead last in all the metrics. Where are the analytical nerds on that? Where are you on that? We are the worst team in baseball analytically at holding runners on, giving up stolen bases, and stealing bases ourselves. I mean,
there's a lot of Farhan and Farhan I trust and Farhan I trust and Farhan I trust. And look, I trusted him at some point. 2021 was special.
I gave him a shot.
107 wins. But game five, take yourselves back to Game 5, Giants fans.
I'll never forget it.
The 24 hours prior to Game 5, and it was this thing, the Dodgers are going to start. Who did they end up starting?
Urias. It was no, they were going to start.
But they brought him in the second inning.
Exactly.
So they started an opener.
And the Giants
are freaking out. I was like, oh, we got to change our entire lineup because they're starting an opener. No, damn well, Urias is coming in the second inning. So wait a minute. We're going to flip our entire lineup because they're going to pitch a guy for one inning? And he's not a lefty? So we need to switch everything? And it was like, wait a minute here. You're the Giants. You won 107 games. To hell with what the Dodgers do. Here's my lineup. It's Game 5. May the best team win.
But we won 107 games that way, Bonte.
So yeah, and the guy who helped win some memorable games, and Mike Tauchman, the home run to Dodger Stadium.
I know.
The catch at Dodger Stadium, I should say. The grand slam in Texas. Well, he wasn't even on the roster by that point. You know, so I just, what went wrong with Farhan? There's a lot of things that went wrong with Farhan. And we'll get to Buster Posey. And we'll get to some of the strays we're going to send out today. Because we will send out some strays. That will happen today. Trust me on that one. There's a lot of people who barked up the wrong tree over the last year. And I've had it. I've had it with the disrespect when it comes to the San Francisco Giants.
Corey Knebel.
We freaked out and flipped the lineup for Corey Knebel.
Knebel.
Whatever the hell is.
Whatever.
Corey Knebel.
By the way, the Giants let Tommy LaSella bat once. They let Donovan Solano pinch hit for. Okay, we'll get it.
Game 5. That's what you're doing. Game 5. Tommy LaSella for 1 year. For one at bat.
Adam, it's too much for me.
Yeah, it is too much for me, Draymond. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Folks, we're just getting cranked up. We're in second gear right now. Just wait until we get to fifth gear. That's coming up.
But with Odoo's all-in-one management software, packed with a suite of fully integrated business applications, every process is streamlined. Tasks are automated, and success is just a few clicks away. See how Odoo can take your business to the next level at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double hot, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Hey, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Well, I do now.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
Did you say you're cutting me off?
You earn, we match. Unlimited cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Verducci from EDH, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Sprinkle me, man.
Woo! River Island's guest line. Baldy, 7:30. Rich Aurelia, 8:30. Former Giants shortstop. All guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Island's guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? A shout out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, Flash brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Oh, Farhan's gone. Is there anybody that cares? 888-957-9570. I expect to hear from more Giants fans. By the way, the YouTube chat, I guess it's been disabled. I'm sorry about that. I'd love to interact with you this morning, but YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. If you want to get takeoff, 888-957-9570 is the number for the Comcast Business text line. I would love to read your text because I know a lot of people in the chat was not a Farhan fan. Now, you had your Farhan apologists, and there's still a lot of them out there. But even Hank Schulman came over the top on Dieter Kurtenbach yesterday. For people who don't know, Hank Schulman is a former Giants beat writer. And, you know, I read a few graphs of Dieter's article, and I close it because it's just why waste? You know, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Just basically saying it's a desperate hire with Buster Posey. Now, was John Lynch a desperate hire? Was Bob Myers a desperate hire? I think Posey, who's had a year in this front office to kind of see how things work. He's had a year to be around an organization, and he's been around the team a lot more. Now, will he do the nuts and bolts? I don't know about that. He'll hire a GM, and he'll get somebody to, and they'll work hand in hand. But already, just Buster Posey, baseball lifer, what has he ever failed at in his life?
Instant credibility.
Instant.
I think this is one of the most unanimously approved by the fans moves of all time.
And before you move on.
I'm not ready to about move the on Farhan.
Oh, no. We're cooking.
Yeah, because I've got, cooking. I got a list of players that had grievances.
Yeah. Well, a list of players. Alex Wood on line one.
Oh, I've got...
J.D. Davis on line two.
I've got plenty more.
Ross Stripling on line three. Rodado on line four.
Before you get to Posey, let's just do this then. Because the grievances, okay? Yeah. This is a guy who's supposed to have the understanding of players, okay? That's what they said in the introductory presser.
What they said.
So here are the grievances. Guys that had issues with either Farhan or the way Farhan used them, lied to them, contracted them, whatever. Sean Manaea. Okay.
Wow.
Alex Wood, you referenced. Mm. How about Ross Stripling?
I said that, line three. The Phantom IL.
Thank you. John Brebbia.
Oh, forgot about Brebbia. Yeah, forgot about Brebbia.
How about Blake Snell being mad that they were forcing him back early from the rehab?
Mm. And you know what? They didn't force him back, and he produced a dynamic second half of the season.
Will Smith and his closer role.
Oh, okay? My gosh.
That was going way back. How about Evan Longoria? You think Evan Longoria was happy?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, just crop him. How about Brandon Crawford getting yanked first ever game of Kapler during the COVID season 2020
in the
seventh inning?
Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I'll never forget.
It.
How about Tommy La Stella?
Oh.
And his Achilles that's hanging by a thread.
Oh, my gosh. Not only that, but I want to go back to when Bochy was manager. How about Bochy going down to Petco Park? And Farhan hands on the lineup card. He's like, wait, I got to play this guy. Who is it? Michael Reed?
Connor
and
Joe?
Then I got to play Connor Joe? Who are these guys? And Connor Joe was gone literally in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy.
Now he's turned out to have a nice little career.
Yeah. No, I know. But I mean, it kind of goes to speak like you didn't give him a chance. If you're going to like put him on, like give him a chance. Okay, Austin Slater. He was mad that he wasn't used more. Elliot Ramos last year.
Hold on. I'll defend Farhan on this one. And I'll defend the managers. Who the hell does Austin Slater think he is to think that he's going to play more? Like, Austin Slater, you're not that guy, pal. Some of these guys, you're just not good.
J.D. Davis?
Yeah, J.D. Well, J.D. Davis is not happy. J.D. Davis is not happy, but Austin Slater, let's pump the brakes a little bit. All right?
By the way.
The Austin Slater stands. Well, he's batting. He's so good batting against left. Get the hell with that.
How about you? So what's funny is the day that we suggested the Buster Posey thing a year ago.
We'll get there.
The beginning of our conversation, I listened to the whole segment.
Yeah.
The beginning of our conversation was me defending a 5-for-12 after coming up from the minors, Elliot Ramos getting pinch hit for Austin Slater, and Kapler defending the decision even though Austin Slater was 3 for his last 57.
I cited
all the data saying it made no sense and that form matters and that Elliot, even though he's a young player, should get the opportunity to get the hit. And that's what he got. And this is Kapler, got in a spat with one of the beat writers. Was it Evan Wiebeck, Sam? I forget who. He went back and
Danny
forth, and
Emmerin.
He was defending Slater. He's like, well, isn't Slater one of the best pinch hitters in the game? And he's like, well, he hasn't been good lately. And I cited the numbers, 3 for 57.
Yeah.
Again, Austin Slater.
Austin Slater. Real quick, Farhan, you talked about Q rating and instant credibility for Buster Posey.
Absolutely.
When John Lynch got hired with the Niners, I was working with Papa at the time.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes after the hire, Papa goes, this is a good hire. He'll be a lot better than John Elway, who was running the Denver Broncos and was lauded for so long.
Why did he feel that way?
Well, one, and it's still not really reported. Maybe it is, and maybe nobody touches on it, but he went back to Denver after playing. It was at the combine with the Denver Broncos brass. It was learning the nuts and bolts on what it was like to be in a front office, what it was like to be with an organization after his playing days.
Mm-hmm.
So he took those notes. Then he became a broadcaster, was really good as a broadcaster. People forget John Lynch was excellent as a color analyst. Excellent. He was on a playoff. He was in a playoff rotation. He did the Falcons-Seahawks game in the divisional round. And Pete Carroll said, man, that production meeting, John Lynch asked some questions that's normally not asked in these production meetings. I thought it was really strange.
Interesting.
But Papa thought, and it made me think, was like, huh, that experience of just being around the Broncos and seeing how things are run and taking your notes and taking your data points and writing down your data points with all this stuff, it's like, whoa, okay, I think it's going to work. And I think we all agree, brick by brick, John Lynch has been a home run and hire for the 49ers. He's had his misses.
Yeah.
But the guy's been aggressive, and we've got a bully on the block, and we've got a Super Bowl contender. Now, with Buster Posey, before we get there, because Farhan's his Q rating, I think he's got the worst Q rating of any president of baseball ops GM that's ever been had here in the Bay Area. In my lifetime. I'm 42 years old.
Yeah, probably.
Nobody like. I mean, by the end of it, even Mark Willer turned off Farhan Zaidi. Even Sam Lubman turned off Farhan Zaidi. And they was holding off for dear life. Hey, Farhan knows what he's doing. And finally, they just gave in. And it's okay. It's okay to give in sometimes. It's not okay to die on the hill all the time, all right? I like to do it. But you know what? Farhan, jump off the chop. Buster, being here for the last year, you don't think he was around Farhan or Larry Bear or Greg Johnson and having their ears and being out here? That's why the whole Matt Chapman deal? You got Bagley reported that Posey had to step up and get the Chapman deal done. 2 days later, Slusser writes that, and she's quoting Scott Boras, and he's trying to defend Farhan Zaidi. Well, who was lying? Who was lying? Bagley's got that right. There's no doubt Buster Posey closed that deal.
Of course he
There's
did.
No doubt he closed it, because that's not a Farhan operation. He doesn't do things like that. He doesn't get it, because he's not really a baseball guy. He's a computer guy who looks at his spreadsheet and thinks it's fantasy baseball. It's not fantasy baseball. These are human beings.
I'm not done with the file of grievances here, because I've got to get through these. If we don't get these out today, we're going to move on to Buster, and I'm going to be pissed that I didn't get to these. Wilmer Flores had a grievance.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I forgot.
And I don't blame him. How about Tyro Estrada getting yo-yoed back and forth? Joey Bart. Do you think Joey Bart had a grievance? Okay. I can't believe I'm going to go here. Jock Peterson and Farhan had a falling out at the end. Remember?
Yep.
How about Mauricio Dubon?
Well, Jock Peterson, you know. But Mauricio Dubon, he had to fuck with Gabe Kapler. He hated Gabe Kapler, which is Farhan's guy, which is the biggest mistake that he made. You have move off for Bruce Bochy, and you hired Gabe Kapler, where Angelo Cataldi out there at 94 WIP and Howard Eskin out there at 94 WIP told us, you guys hired Gabe Kapler?
I know.
They laughed at us.
Okay, how about Bryce Johnson tearing it up in spring training only to not make the regular season roster in Yankee Stadium and get called back down? Remember that?
What about Casey? What about Casey Smith?
You remember the guy who they replaced him with, Shasky?
Matt Beattie.
Matt Beattie, our boy.
Because
broke Shasky and I on opening day.
That was laughable because I came in to start the show and say, guys, I'm not really excited about opening day. I know, so do you remember that? You guys are like, well, Bonte, you're being negative and yada yada. And I was like, really? And then Matt Beattie got traded here and you guys went crazy. I'm like, wait, it's okay for you guys to get negative about that. But anyway, my whole big thing about that was Casey Smith was the best player in spring training. He went to the war for being the best player in spring training.
I know.
And you start at Yankee Stadium, you say, you know what? Go start in Sacramento, kid.
Well, how about saying Marco Luciano is going to be the starting shortstop
oh my
and
God.
Then Nick Ahmed becomes the starter?